took place approximately in February 23, 1942, in Los Angeles, California. It was during a blackout, and there were many blackouts during the war period. About 1 a.m. in the morning, in the darkest of blackouts, the anti-aircraft started shooting off, just blowing the devil out of everything. We woke everyone up. Everyone come out, including the air raid wardens. I wanted to see what was going on. I looked up in the sky, and way high were a formation of approximately 6 to 9 white, in other words, luminous white dots in a group, close formation. It appeared to me like it was a triangular formation. During this time, as I recall, it seems to me there were searchlights on them. Whether the searchlights remained on them all the time, I am not sure. They came in from the northwest, and they went to the southeast, approximately. The anti-aircraft was only reaching two-thirds of the way up to these objects, which meant that these objects were fairly high, very quite high. And some of this anti-aircraft, the shells, casings come down, and went in the restrooms, you know, broke glass windows and did some minor damage. As there were rumors going around after the day after and for a week that someone had seen a object or plane crash, I think, out in South L.A. and maybe another spot, I believe, near Compton. In other words, there were these rumors going around like there had been a crash or something, but for weeks and months later, nothing was given out about this, and to this day, no one has admitted, actually, that a Japanese plane, officially, I'm pretty sure, no one has admitted that it was a Japanese plane shot down. A few days or a week before, the Japanese had shelled the coast, I think about 40 or 50 miles north, and that shelled, I guess, they tried to shell some oil wells, oil installations. There were some reports that the plane or two or three had been launched from these submarines, Japanese submarines, and had come over, and that the Japanese planes were the cause of all this commotion in anti-aircraft. And the answer was that they launched two or three planes from submarines. I believe the night or two before, or the night or two after, there were another small flight or object or objects went over. Now these, I'm not denying that this could have been maybe six, you know, or so high balloons that might have retained their close formation.